Good afternoon and welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. I'm your host, John Burns, an energy efficiency program planner at the Cape Light Compact. We're located at the Superior Courthouse at the County Complex in Barnstable. If someone asked you how much electricity your house was using at this very moment, would you have an answer? It's actually a question that's not easily answered without some pretty sophisticated measuring equipment. We get our electric bill at the end of the month and can try to make some assumptions about what may have caused our usage to go up and down, but do we really know? What if at any point in time we could see what we were using and maybe turn an appliance on or off to see the impact it was having? In theory, we would start to make value judgments about how we're using our electricity. Do we really need that TV on in the background? Do we use the clothes dryer today, or do we hang our clothes on the line? Let's talk about it. I have two guests to introduce this afternoon. Brianna Kane is a residential energy efficiency program coordinator at the Cape Light Compact, and Carl Gustin, president of Grounded Power Incorporated. We're going to talk today about a pilot project that is currently underway with 100 residential electric customers on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. These 100 customers are going to be able to monitor their electric use at any point in time, and they will be asked to provide feedback about how they like the system and the benefits they get from it, so we can make a decision about whether it should be expanded through the Cape and Vineyard. It's a pilot program, and by definition, we're just trying to find out what kind of results we'll get and what kind of impact it will have on the energy use habits of our sample community. Brianna and Carl, welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for coming in. Brianna, I think I'll start, put the first question to you. Could you give us an overview of this project and tell us what we hope to achieve?
Absolutely. This project was filed in our 2009 Energy Efficiency Plan. It's a pilot program, and we're looking to see how customers respond to real-time data results of their energy usage. This program is offered to 100 residents on the Cape and Vineyard, and we've had a great response. We're almost at 300 participants who have signed up for this. So we have
only take 100.
We can only take 100, and so we encourage people to sign up for this to be added to a waiting list. Mm-hmm. And we are also asking people to go to our website, www.capelightcompact.org, and on the home page, sign up for the Cape Light Compact program updates. And that way, if any new offerings are ever promoted, we have new pilots that are currently in process, we can send updates.
So if they happen to be listening to this program and are interested in the pilot itself, and we decide to expand the pilot at some point in time, that they'd best if they get on that list.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Right. Because we have seen such a huge response from a press release that was put out on February 6th. Over the weekend when we came in, it just was unbelievable to see how many people saw this small press release, mm-hmm, and responded. And then as other newspapers ran stories about it and word of mouth spread, as I said, being at almost 300 people signed up for this pilot is wonderful. It goes to show people really are interested in seeing their electric usage and ways to make changes to use less electricity. And that is essentially what we are looking for and hoping to provide to people in real-time usage.
Carl, it's your company that's providing this interesting technology to the Cape Light Compact. Would you tell us a little bit about Grounded Power and how you came to this place?
Well, thank you, John. We are a young company, basically a startup company, that has been formed by people who have extensive experience in the utility industry, designing and implementing energy efficiency programs, energy efficiency and demand response programs, and a software hardware development team of people who have been very involved over many years in using technology to help people change behavior through information. And at a time when energy is so important to the nation for a number of reasons, one is energy security, national energy security. Another is the growing concern over climate change and global warming, and then simply from a cost standpoint in the wise use of energy. So we were formed in the middle of last year. The Cape Light Compact is one of the first organizations we met with on recommendation of a number of people who are very aware of what the Cape Light Compact has been doing in this area. And while we have met with many utilities since then and continue to meet and are in the process of designing and hopefully implementing additional pilots, it was the recognition by Cape Light Compact that this had potential to not only achieve some initial savings but to achieve sustainable savings over time and also to measure the results so that you'd understand how effective it was. That really intrigued us. And so Cape Light is breaking some new ground, I think, in this area. And we're very pleased. But basically the technology, it's a wireless home monitoring system coupled with web software, internet capability, our servers. And the homeowner will be seeing real-time information on their energy consumption. They'll be able to get feedback on ways of reducing that consumption. There are graphical displays. It's an easy to install, easy to use, and we believe easy to understand way of measuring and assessing your use.
Well, kind of let's walk through this. What happens? Let's start with the installation of the equipment, and then talk about how we use both the hardware and software, what it will actually do for us. So, in fact, maybe I'll do it backwards. What will it do for us? And then we'll talk about how it gets installed. What's the purpose of this?
The purpose that we are hoping people get from this program is that they can go on to a website and be interactive.
Okay, so they need to be hooked up to the web.
They do.
And they have to have a high-speed interconnection, right?
Yes.
So either cable or DSL interconnection. So that's number one.
Yes.
Okay.
And they are able to access a web page that is in conjunction with Grounded Power. Cape Light Compact's name is on the website. It's secure. You have a login and a password that you would enter to access your own usage page.
Okay, so I'm on this page. What is it that I'm looking at now?
I think the first thing that jumps out is there's a great graph that would show a community average in gray currently, and then your actual house usage in blue. So it's a nice way for you to see the community as a whole, but also what is most important is monitor your usage.
Okay.
So for a working person, if they know that they're out of the house from 9 to 5, and you see a level usage reading.
Right.
Then they come home, they turn the stove on, start the dryer. You see a spike in usage.
Okay.
And we're hoping that people will make adjustments in their behaviors to lower their usage and, you know.
And perhaps modify their behavior.
Correct.
At some point in time, I think we're going to be looking at pricing of electricity based on the time of day that you use it. And this would be a good forerunner to that to determine how it is you're using electricity and if the industry ever goes to this, what they call real-time pricing, you may find that you're better off running that dryer just before you go to bed at night.
Absolutely.
Or something along those lines.
Setting your dishwasher to run.
Right. Carl, what is Grounded Power's experience in this area? What's the background? What led you to this?
Well, what led us to it is a group of people on the development side who have been watching this for some time. We have one of our developers who has been following smart grid technology for some time and has actually been interviewed on Network News about smart grid
Let's quickly define what a smart grid is, because folks that are apt to be tuning in may or may not be familiar with the technology.
Thank you, John. There are a number of different ways of defining it, but basically the smart grid provides intelligence back to the consumer, as it relates to the consumer, intelligence back through the meter. Today's meters are basically dumb meters.
Right.
And They do communicate to a vehicle that may be driving by to get a once-a-month reading, but that's about the extent of it. With smart grid technology, which we're hearing an awful lot about from the Obama administration and from elsewhere, the grid begins to have additional intelligence that helps utilities in their operations because they have better information, but at the same time helps consumers understand their energy use and to take action. So this is coming in advance of the smart grid technology that is coming along. And it's without that advanced technology, we can still provide ways of measuring and providing feedback to customers so they can actually see what their use is and take action. And we've been watching this for some time. The development team had been looking at it, and then I happened to get involved, and our advisory board, who have extensive experience in this area, got involved because we thought it was a terrific way of applying the technology to a problem that really exists today, and that is helping customers continue to improve their overall efficiency based on information, and then providing really solid feedback to an organization like Cape Light on how effective the program is, so the modifications can be made, improvements can be made over time.
Okay, and just so people understand the rationale for a smart grid and how we use our electricity and what time of day we use it, we have to build a power infrastructure that will accommodate the largest demand that's ever placed on the grid, and then some. We need a cushion there also. So actually, if we can modify our use, we can build fewer power plants and string less wire.
So that's
what that's all about.
If I could add to that, the numbers are very significant. The Electric Power Research Institute came out with a report in the last month or so looking at the technical potential of new devices and what that could mean for the country. And they're projecting that over the next 20 years, we could cut the growth in energy consumption, electricity consumption, by up to 35% or 40%. And we could cut the growth in demand for electricity by up to 65%. That's a lot of power plants that would not have to be built. And it ripples all the way through the entire energy infrastructure. So it's extremely important. There's another report that came out late last year, by the Coalition for an Energy Efficient Economy. And they believe that just by helping people change their behavior, the time when they use appliances, to your point about pricing, that there's another 20% in many homes that can be saved just by modifying behavior.
It's amazing. And it's actually kind of an exciting time. I mean, it's a difficult time where we've been used to just having energy available to us whenever we wanted, jump in our car whenever we want, buy the biggest car we can afford, but now we have to start thinking, and we have been thinking. Recent spike in oil prices, things like that have caused us to start to really think inwardly about what it is we're doing. The climate change, the concerns about climate change, certainly concerns about cost, concerns about where we get our power from, buying it from countries that actually don't have our best interests in mind. So this is absolutely an exciting project that is being worked on. And for those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy. Our guests today are Brianna Kane, who is a Residential Energy Efficiency Program Coordinator at the Cape Light Compact, and Carl Gustin, who is the President of Grounded Power Incorporated. And we're talking about a pilot project that the Cape Light Compact is doing along with Grounded Power, which will allow us to at any point in time determine what are the level of electrical energy we're using in our house at any given time. Brianna, I said we'd give the background on this. Now I'd like to talk about what the process is as far as installing one of these things. It all sounds great. It's kind of sounds kind of complicated. But what actually is involved with the installation of one of these?
There are two pieces of equipment, a house monitor, which mm-hmm. is connected to your electrical panel, and a base station, which is hooked into your modem, wireless okay. internet connection, whatever you have.
Right.
And the house monitor meters the electric usage when appliances come on or are turned off, and it sends signals to the base station, which then relay the signals into this user interface program on the web.
This isn't something I can install myself, though.
No.
No. So what's involved with the installation? Or maybe Carl, maybe you should answer that.
Well, this will be delivered through the audit program
okay.
That Cape Light is running today, and it will be installed by a professional.
Okay.
This is the current means of getting the information. We were talking earlier about smart meters and smart mm-hmm. grid. As smart meters come along someday, they will be the source of the information. But for today, it's this house monitor. It has a wireless communications capability. We're using a standard that's become, it's something called Zigbee, but that's the communication standard. It's like Bluetooth, but mm-hmm. for home appliances and so forth.
So do I have to have a wireless internet? Does my internet have to be wireless?
No,
no.
It does not.
Okay,
it does not. No, this there'll be a chip in the house monitor. It'll communicate with the base station.
Okay.
And then from the base station, it'll go up to the web. And it's a relatively easy installation. It's not something the homeowner will do, but it is relatively easy.
Okay. And as you say, it'll be done through the audit program. So somebody calls the Cape Light Compact looking for an audit.
Yes, when they call into the call center, you know, in hopes of, you know, reducing their energy usage,
right.
being more energy efficient, this is a great program that will tie into that. We would like to essentially have this installed first, so that you can start to see your electric usage. And then we're hoping that when you have your audit and you implement the measures recommended at the time of the audit, air, ceiling, insulation, as you make improvements to your house over time, being more energy efficient, you'll see a reduction in your usage as well as modification in your behavior
okay.
of how you use electricity.
We talked about the pilot program is full.
Yes.
There were 100 participants. You've got 300 that have signed up so far.
Yes.
What does that look like for the future? What are we thinking about as far as where we might go with this project?
There's various ways to look at this. Due to the push for energy efficiency, for green innovative technologies, you know, hopefully we'll be able to expand the program, whether that's through an additional secondary pilot
okay.
or if we at the time, in conjunction with other program administrators that might start to implement this in the future based on our results, you know, we might be able to offer this at a price for
okay.
people to install, like you would do any other electric...
Any other measures that you would choose to do. So the long-term strategy on this is actually to get it beyond this 100.
Oh, absolutely. And as
now.
I said,
right.
we have at least, you know, almost 300 that have signed up
okay.
to participate in this pilot. The calls still come into the call center with great interest about this new technology. People are really, really very interested.
Really excited
so I
about
don't
it, yeah.
see there being this, you know, this stop.
Right.
People
so we'll
want
do it.
To.
How long is the project going to last?
The pilot runs until it starts officially being installed in the chosen participating homes
okay.
April 1st,
okay.
2009. And the pilot does end December 31st,
okay, so you'll gather all the data through that
yes.
point in time and perhaps
yes.
then consider it as as something that just gets offered through the ordinary audit.
Absolutely.
Audit procedure. This may be a good time, actually, to give our 800 number out. So people that want audits, you said they could sign up for this on the website. They
yes.
can also sign up for energy audits, and they might as well...
Take advantage of that. Being
too.
More energy
right.
efficient, absolutely. If you're interested in your energy consumption, then this is, you know, having an energy audit and implementing the measures is absolutely the way that we would like people to proceed. The 1-800 number for the Cape Light Compact Call Center to sign up for your home energy audit is 1-800-797-6699.
Do you have any feel for what the backlog of energy audits is? I mean, sometimes that's been a concern sometimes. Is it, what are we looking at for?
It is. Currently, there is a 10 to 12 week wait
okay.
to be scheduled for an audit, but we want people to still call in, sign up for your audit, and we'd like people to call in year round, not mm-hmm. just in November when they start to, you know, feel the effects of the cold and using right. more electricity or more energy, more fuel. And that's when the backlog really starts to happen. So I think we're seeing a trend, though, where people are still interested in this now year round, not just right. a seasonal program. So I think we'll see this trend out a little bit.
So even though it is a 10 to 12 weeks, and the audit's free.
The audit is free.
Okay, so it's a 10 to 12 week wait. You might as well get on the list now.
Absolutely.
Because I know it's gone in some instances, has gone a lot further out than that. So
yes.
Actually, 10 to 12 weeks is pretty reasonable at this stage in the game.
It is, and they give you enough time. They'll call you in advance to set up a convenient time for you to be at home to go through your house with a home energy auditor.
Okay, and that 800 number once again is 800-797-6699. You can call up for the energy audit. And if you're interested in the pilot program that we're talking about today, you can sign up on the Cape Light Compact website. The pilot portion of the project is full, but you can express your interest by signing up there. And the Cape Light Compact website is www.capelightcompact.org. Carl, where are you going from here? This is a pilot project. What are your plans for the rest of the country?
Well, John, we're now in conversations with a number of major electric utilities, mm-hmm. And by the way, they're all aware of the Cape Light project and they're quite intrigued with it. And we're expecting to have a couple more pilots in the very near future. And possibly one in an urban setting that would involve multifamily homes or residences and possibly commercial. We're looking at small commercial customers at this point that could be aggregated, again, a group where you could do meaningful comparisons and where people can share information, set goals, and help achieve energy savings. We are talking with municipal electric companies as well. And we're talking with municipalities because we think that we can be helped, that this technology can be very helpful to municipalities that are concerned about energy costs at schools, small office buildings, municipal buildings, and so forth. So we think there is significant potential. We think that the Cape Light pilot will be a groundbreaking pilot, and we and Cape Light will learn a lot from that. But that we have every reason to believe that customer acceptance will be high and customer participation and ongoing engagement will be high, and that's really the key.
Any thoughts on additional features? What's on the horizon as far as what do we have to look forward to here?
Well, what we have looked forward to, I might mention just to add to what Brianna said on what the customer participating customer will see, in addition to a graph that they will see. We will be importing the last year's electric consumption, so we will be able to show information on how they're doing today compared to the last year, to be able to help customers set goals if someone wants to reduce their consumption by 5 or 10 or 15%, what that would mean and how that would happen, and to give recommendations on how they could achieve that. And those recommendations can be very specific. There's a profile that will be completed by each customer, so we'll know basically the size of the home. We'll try to do comparisons for people who have children and don't have children so that the comparisons are meaningful to them. And we will provide some disaggregated information on appliances and how much is being used by different appliances and so forth.
Is there going to be an ability to measure individual appliances?
There will be. And we're working with Cape Light on deploying appliance-level monitors. These are basically monitors that will just plug into a socket. You'll plug an appliance into it. Or, for example, a power strip that you may have your computer and your printer on
okay.
to be able to look at that. And these may or may not be permanent. Depending on how the customer would like to use them, and
so they could move it around.
You could move it around, sure.
What's the time frame for this? And I just want to let people know we're now looking into the future a little bit. That's not going to be part of this pilot project, but Well,
Brianna may want to comment on that.
The appliance monitoring piece will be. That's going to be implemented later into the program, and we're hoping to get these appliance monitors not to each individual home, because some people will not use them or use them, but we're going to put them out maybe like we do the home energy detective kit, where you can go take them out from local libraries and then return them.
Okay, so I could borrow one for a couple weeks maybe, and
yes,
and I could monitor my individual appliances and then
return it and someone else.
Somebody else can use it.
Right. And there will be more than one, you know, at each site. It's just...
Excellent. And there's more coming as well. I mean, we didn't talk about the house display yet, but the how do you get people to go to the computer? I mean, not everybody is going to go sign on to their computer every night to see how their energy supply is doing. So we're developing some very easy-to-read graphical displays, for example, a magnetic display that you can put on your refrigerator that will give you basically information as to whether how you're doing against your average or against the group. And if that's enough to trigger you to take a look, that's an important. And there are different types of house displays. And then we're in the process of developing controllers, which will not be part of this at this point, at least.
I can say that you can always count on me to go to the refrigerator. So,
in part of the pilot, though, we're really looking for active customer participation.
Oh, that would be me.
That, you know, we really need to learn from this program, given the short term.
This, in an ideal world, it would be fun. It would be interesting.
Right.
People would stay engaged. They'd save money. They'd help the environment, and they'd help address national security concerns. And that's where kids come in sometimes.
Right.
I mean, it's the type of technology that if we can engage kids in a family through as learning experiences, and at schools, if we're able to do installations at some schools where it can be built into a curriculum. So there's a lot of very exciting, interesting things that are coming along.
And potentially being able to check this also while you're on the road?
Absolutely. In fact, we carry around an iPhone right now that is, and we are able to read how we're doing at our individual homes today while we're on the road.
Excellent. I'm getting excited just talking about it, and I can't wait for the results. And I'm going to ask that both of you come back in about 6 months, and let's talk about where we've come from here. This half hour just flew by, as I thought it would. You've been listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. If you have any questions or you'd like us to address for future programs, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org, or you can call 800-797-6699 and let us know. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. I'd like to thank my guests, Brianna Kane of the Cape Light Compact and Carl Gustin of Grounded Power Incorporated. I'd like to thank our engineer, John Braden, for all he's done today. Thank you very much, John. Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, 92.1 on your FM dial, and streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, John Burns. I want to thank you very much for listening and wish you a wonderful, energy-efficient afternoon.